Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now Roberts picks up and he might go on a run forward. He's caught by a couple of men. He's still going and he might have a chance to win the game for Rovers. Roberts edge of the box, wins the game for Rovers. And he did all the hard work himself. And in the 90th minute, Jason Roberts has surely won the derby for Rovers.
That Jason Roberts in studio with us. Now the CONCACAF Director of Development. You bring your own highlights. I'm impressed.
Well, listen, I'm impressed. I haven't heard that for a long time. I got a bit nostalgic.
Yeah. What was your last year?
That was like 2012 before I retired. But that game, you're talking 2008. Blackburn Rovers against Bolton, a local rivalry. You had to win last moment. Yeah. I picked the ball up on the halfway line, beat a couple players, put it in the back of the net, and it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome.
You know, his American football career, yeah. He knows all his highlights, too.
Oh, I have no idea about any of my highlights. I forget them all. All I care about is winning.
It's when you hear it, and then it all comes flooding back, doesn't
it?
When you
hear that, crazy,
you remember
it?
The moment. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's... It feels like a lifetime ago now.
Anyway, your organization, not only bringing a Gold Cup event here, but a lot of other events leading up in dealing with kids and families and everything else. But first, talk about the actual soccer or football event.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate here in Nashville. We're going to be having the semifinal of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. We're excited about it on the 3rd of July. Wednesday, we're going to have the winners of Panama versus Jamaica and USA versus, it's gone now. But it's going to be at the Nissan Stadium. It's going to be an opportunity for the US men's national team to get through to the semifinal, a huge opportunity for them. They may be playing against Panama, who made it to the last World Cup, or even Jamaica, who have got to the last two Gold Cup finals. So this will be a grudge match for them. USA will be playing against Curaçao from the Caribbean, who have been performing very well. So the quarterfinals will be interesting. That will be this weekend. And then in Nashville, the semifinal on the 3rd will be a great game at the Nissan Stadium. Of course, before that, we're going to have some exciting opportunities to engage with the community at the Ascent Amphitheater at 3 p.m. until 7:30. There's going to be free music. There's going to be a concert and a family fun day. So a great opportunity for everyone, the family, to enjoy the day before the competition starts.
All right. The last time the U.S. was here, there were coaching issues. They obviously didn't make the World Cup, so there were obviously talent issues. Has the USA team gotten its act together?
Well, listen, I think they have made some big changes. There's been new leadership in regards to the technical development of their program.
They've gotten a lot younger, haven't they?
They have. They've changed the team, and I think a lot of it is now based around Christian Pulisic, who has now moved from Dortmund across to Chelsea, a huge fee in the tens of millions of dollars. So he's a player who a lot will be resting on to deliver. I know in their last game, Jozy Altidore, who has been in and out of the team, they've played some different formations going forward, but the goal scoring stakes is where they really need to improve. And Jozy is a high-class player who's been able to score goals, scored the winner in the last Gold Cup against Jamaica, actually. So you may see a return of that at the Nissan Stadium on Saturday. On Wednesday.
Yeah, Nashville, a hot sports market overall with the National Hockey League, the NFL, and of course, you know, we're getting an MLS team, you know, sort of have one in the making.
Yes.
But this is considered a pretty hot U.S. soccer market now, isn't it?
Absolutely it is, and I know everybody is excited, everyone I've spoken to, the fact that we're going to have an MLS team here in Nashville. Of course, Nashville is putting themselves forward to host one of the games in the 2026 Unified World Cup bid. So I hope that this will be an opportunity for Nashville to show just how engaged it is in soccer, and of course tickets are still available. They can be purchased online. So we're very excited about it, and we're excited about the opportunity to show just how much Nashville is engaged with soccer. You can buy the tickets on visitmusiccity.com.
And we're speaking, of course, to Jason Roberts, the CONCACAF Director of Development.
Yes, Jason, I guess my first question is, you know, how do some of the countries and fans deal with the financial inequality between other countries?
Yes. Well, listen, it's a competition, and everybody has to find different ways to develop. And we've been really fortunate that since the new president, Victor Monteleone, has come on board at CONCACAF, we've put football right on the agenda by investing in the CONCACAF Nations League, which is a competition that allows more football to be played across the region. I played for Grenada for 12 years, and I only have 12 caps because we turn up for the World Cup qualifiers, get beaten by America, not have any other games, any elite games for another 4 years. So now we have put over 200 games into the system through the CONCACAF Nations League. So what does that mean? That means that you're constantly playing if you're Curaçao, if you're Jamaica, if you're Grenada. So there's more games to be played. As a result of that, we have increased the number in the Gold Cup from 12 to 16. Again, more opportunities for playing elite football. So we've seen the likes of Panama go into the World Cup. Trinidad, unfortunately for us here in Nashville, beating the USA, meaning that USA didn't go to the World Cup. Panama going in their stead. And of course, now we've seen Guyana performing really well. Their first Gold Cup, they've just been eliminated, but they played really well. Curaçao making the knockout phases. So we're seeing the development of football across the whole region. That's the most important thing. And that's about putting more competition. As you know, it's important for you to get out there and actually play at the elite level, and also improving the coaching level. So at CONCACAF, we're developing coach curriculums to ensure that the coaches that you see on the sidelines are of the highest possible international level. So that's what we're doing to ensure that whilst there are inequalities regarding the financial power of each of our associations, we're trying to level that on the playing field. And I hope you see that in the quality of the football.
Wow, man. Being that you're named CONCACAF Director of Development, yes. What's been probably some of the surprising challenges that you've had?
Look, I think that historically we haven't done enough in coach education. You'll know, as an athlete, if you don't have a coach who is well prepared, who knows his subject matter, sometimes it's better not having a coach. You know, absolutely. And we put on our competitions at U15 level, U17 and U20s, and that's both boys and girls. So what we're doing is ensuring that any coach who operates at the CONCACAF level has an appropriate license. Now, we're working with UEFA, who have led the way in coach education. We're working with them on our B license. We have a D license, C license. And these licensing are now allowing us to regulate the level of the coaches across all of the different youth age groups and the elite level. So with better coaching, with more opportunities to play, we think that we're going to see an improvement in football and, excuse me, soccer across the region.
Yeah, we'll say football because some of our
Some of them, I know. And also, I come bearing gifts. I want you to know, I know you can't see this at home, obviously, but I have two scarves from the Gold Cup. That's for both of you, Mark and Blaine. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
What are you shooting for in terms of attendance?
Full house.
Yeah,
that's what we're shooting for. We've seen that throughout the Gold Cup in our markets, especially where the US have been involved, and you know they have a huge opportunity to get there with their game. So if they were to come through, we'd expect that. But other than that, I think we've seen excellent football, and I think that's what's drawn people. Of course, here in Nashville, we are going to have additional events as well, including what we'll have beforehand, which is called Score, and we'll also have some fireworks afterwards as well. So there's lots of things going on. I think this is a family event. Soccer is such a big thing here in Nashville, like you said, with the MLS franchise coming in 2021, I believe it is. It's a great opportunity for Nashville to show the love for football and show that they should be one of the host countries and venues for the World Cup 2026 bid.
All right, we got a few more questions for Jason on the other side, especially about the future of American soccer. Yeah, absolutely. 9:27 on the Wake Up Zone, but first, Blaine, with a word about Eurofix.
Yes, if you've ever been frustrated with whoever worked on your vehicle because you weren't allowed to go back to the service bay and talk to the technician to show them the problem, then you have to bring it back a second or a third time to get the same thing fixed. That's really annoying. Blaine Bishop here to tell you about Eurofix. Eurofix takes the irritation out of auto repair on European makes. Eurofix is happy to take you back to the service bay, and so you get to meet the technician, get to know him personally so he can understand your problem so you don't bring it back a second or a third time. And oh, by the way, while you're back there, you won't find any oil puddles, dirt or trash or grime all over the floor to ruin your clothes or shoes, of course. And if you felt lied to by other repair centers, come on over to Eurofix because it's a place you can trust. You don't need an appointment like others insist. Just drop right on in. Eurofix provides you with a free rental car with every repair, plus a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on every repair, so you drive with confidence. So for Eurofix nearest you, give them a call. 844-EUROFIX. That's 844-EUROFIX. Or you can check them out online at myeurofix.com.
Jason Roberts has been fouled, and Wigan Athletic have a penalty inside 15 seconds. Jason Roberts then with a chance to score Wigan's first Premiership goal, and he's taken it, and it's a milestone for him as well. His 100th goal in league.
This has got to be the happiest guest we've ever had.
This is amazing. I'm coming back.
Schaefer with all these Jason Roberts highlights.
That was Wigan Athletic's first goal in the Premier League. I won the penalty within 15 seconds, and we won the game 1-0. So that was, again, a wonderful moment. I forgot about half of these things. Thank you very much.
Bring back everything now that you heard it. You're like, you remember every detail about it, right?
You better believe it. I'm going to leave there with a spring in my step now. Thank you very much.
Exactly. You've got another media commitment. But real quickly, again, let people know how they can get tickets for the game, the Gold Cup game, July 3rd.
Yeah, so you can get the tickets on visitmusiccity.com. This is an opportunity to see real live international soccer here in Nashville at the Nissan Stadium. We're very excited about the opportunity. Possibly the champions USA could be here. Christian Pulisic, what a great opportunity for everybody, including me, because I will be here and I'm staying afterwards as well. So I'm sure I'm going to have a good time here in Nashville.
You can go sit back there with Jonathan. And
hopefully
play all
he's
your
got
highlights.
More recordings. I'm going to try and take some back with me.
We can talk English Premier League. We're good to go. We're good to go.
You found your soulmate. All right, thanks for coming in, Jason. A pleasure.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Appreciate it.